Beginning Friday, November 1st, 10th West and Logan will have four open lanes because of a Utah Department of Transportation project intended to improve mobility in Cache Valley. The project began in 2008 with the exchange of Cache County-owned 10th West for two UDOT-owned roadways. Vic Saunders, Region Communications Manager for UDOT.
We felt like that the roadway project was a positive feature, that we could improve mobility, that we could improve air quality by having this roadway available, and that we could help the economy be improved by providing a corridor for economic development and for the movement of goods and services off of the main line US 8991 through the middle of Logan.
The project cost approximately $67 million and expanded SR 30 to 2500 North and on 2500 North from 10th West to 6th West. The road was made with minimum signals and wide streets to keep traffic moving, with the hopes of improving Cache Valley air quality by limiting the number of idling vehicles on Main Street. A corridor agreement with Cache Valley assures that the roadways will maintain limited stops in the future.
What this does is ensure that 10th West will never become bogged down with signals like Main Street. It's a transportation corridor designed specifically for that, to get goods and services from and to manufacturing plants and to provide a way for people to bypass the heart of the downtown where traffic is more congested.
The public is welcome to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday, November 1st. For more information, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.